From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. The U.S. House of Representatives Monday passed the Electrify Africa Act after nearly 2 years of trying to get the measure through both chambers of Congress. It now goes to President Barack Obama for his signature. House Foreign Affairs Committee Chairman Ed Royce of California said the Electrify Africa Act seeks to address the massive electricity shortage that affects the everyday lives of millions of people.
It is a direct response to the fact that today 600 million people living in sub-Saharan Africa, that's 70% of the population, do not have access to reliable electricity.
The bill will provide a framework for a major public-private partnership between the United States and sub-Saharan African countries to help millions of people gain access to reliable electricity. The International Criminal Court said Tuesday it will deliver its verdict next month in the long-running trial of former Congolese Vice President Jean-Pierre Bemba, accused of militia war crimes in the Central African Republic over 14 years ago. His trial wrapped up in mid-November of 2014, and Tuesday, the court issued an order scheduling the hearing to deliver the verdict in the case on Monday, March 21st. Bemba is charged with 3 war crimes counts and 2 crimes against humanity committed by some 1,500 members of his private army. A Ugandan general arrested for criticizing President Yoweri Museveni and voicing support for the opposition was charged in a military court Tuesday and sent to a maximum security prison, according to his lawyer. Museveni aims to extend his 30-year rule and is facing perhaps his toughest challenge yet ahead of the election of February 18th. VOA News.